It is really hard to...
That song is so
beautiful. If you're just joining us, this is Lori and Julie on My Talk. And we had an epic guest that was a guest dream for us last hour. We're going to hopefully play that interview in the 6 o'clock hour, but you can always catch it on the podcast. Yeah. It's the second hour today. And I'm trying to craft our Instagram post saying that we were so lucky to have Dan Wilson in studio. Mm-hmm. He did not know about the musical crush we have had on him since his trip Shakespeare days. Wow. He's in town to play with his band Semisonic on Saturday night. But we go way back, and he just didn't know it. He forgot about us.
Well, I know. I told him that. I said, I want to be starstruck right now, but I can't because I've known you since the 400 bar and trip Shakespeare. And he just started laughing, you know. And I said, so I feel like, you know, as a singer and as someone who's loved so much of your music, like, we already know each other.
What a kind man. And he's wrote songs with everybody. Big, big, big hits.
I loved getting the story about the Ready to Make Nice
song he wrote with the Dixie Chicks. Oh, but that would be a fun thing to listen if you're just catching up with us now.
Yeah, and you know, Levi jeans are selling out because of the Beyonce song. And then Paul McCartney went on Instagram.
Yes.
And he said this about Beyonce covering Blackbird, which apparently Paul McCartney is co-wrote it with Lennon or if he just wrote it. Maybe Ellie Blackbird. But he writes this on Instagram. I'm so happy with Beyonce's version of my song Blackbird. I think she does a magnificent version of it. And it reinforces the civil rights message that inspired me to write the song in the first place. I think Beyonce's done a fab version and would urge anyone who's not heard it yet to check it out. You will love it. And then he writes, I spoke to her on FaceTime. So just, you know, envision for a second the two of these guys FaceTiming.
On their phones.
On their phones. She thanked me for writing it, meaning the song, and letting her do it. I told her the pleasure was all mine, and I thought she did a killer version. And a killer version of it, too. And then he goes on to write, when I saw the footage on the television in the early 60s, of the black girls being turned away from school, talking about, you know, segregation and the Little Rock Nine. And, you know, there'd be 9 kids going to a school and 850 National Guards because there was so much hate coming. So he writes, I found it shocking and I can't believe that still in these days, there are places where this kind of thing is happening right now. Anything my song and Beyonce's fabulous version can do to ease racial tension would be a great thing and makes me very proud.
That's lovely.
And Ellie, do you agree that's a beautiful version?
It's so
Beyonce's.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite songs on the album.
And Dan Wilson, we asked him who's one person that you've want to write with that you haven't yet.
Paul McCartney.
And I think we should figure out how to get in touch with them.
Well, I know.
We're still trying to get Carol Burnett on SNL.
Yeah, that was one of the things that really struck me in a way that I hadn't heard in any other cover. And I've heard it live and I've heard, you know, at the Lennon show, you know, they sing Blackbird. But there's just something about her voice with that song, maybe because she is a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Blackbirds you know, the black girls. I don't know. It's just, Paul McCartney is right. And I let a killer version, but you can hear him saying it in his British accent, you know. But that's how it works, and he took the time to do that, and I love that, knowing that, you know.
It's, and you can see, you know, FaceTime in your phones,
it's Paul.
No, I think,
you know.
I think that's just so cool.
Yeah. And I picture her FaceTiming Dolly for Jolene, and she says, I'm going to change the lyrics to be more, don't you come for my man, I'll get you, you know. But you're going to be 100% the songwriter. And Dolly is like delighted. Look out, little girl. You're getting it again. She appreciated it.
Beyonce gave her all the songwriting credit. She's not taking any credit from it. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, here.
Anyway, the visuals are going to drop on the solar eclipse. That's what the Beehive is saying.
Oh, on Monday for the album.
Yeah, for the album. That all the visuals, we got a Pony Up, Texas Hold'em remix today. And there's all kinds of clues on, you know, Beyonce.com that solar eclipse might be the music visualizer and possibly concert.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's very cool. All right, so I have
I mean, every time I listen to the album, I want to dig out my chaps.
She knows where they are, too, by the way. She told me all of this today in the double wide.
Yeah.
All of this today in the double wide.
I want to practice a dance in chaps.
We should practice the Texas Hold'em one.
I mean, the pony up.
It's a good dance. All right, so I died when I heard this news. So we have been seeing Shakira all around Miami. You know, there was rumors at one point she was dating Tom Cruise. That was one. She was dating Lewis Hamilton from NASCAR.
Basically anyone she was seen with.
She was seen with in Miami. She's dating. But now here is who she's dating, Lori.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you'll remember the name, but Lucien Lavascount. Don't look it up. Look at me.
No, no. He's from a TV show that we've watched.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah,
was the second season boyfriend, her black second season boyfriend, and they are dating. He's 31 years old.
Yes,
and they met because she hired him for her video.
He's beautiful.
Punteria. Mm-hmm.
And he's very handsome. He's the black guy who has a job in London.
Yes, and he's the finance guy.
And
lives in the finance part of Paris.
Yeah.
Gosh, Emily in Paris, we could use that.
It's coming back. They're filming right now.
But people are poo-pooing this all over.
Why?
And saying that
what's wrong with this?
Shakira is desperate to fall in love, but her friends are concerned because Lucien has slowly crept his way up the celebrity ladder while dating women who were all...
Okay, this is coming like from her. I mean, her ex-boy. This is somebody who doesn't like Shakira. This is 100% BS.
They fear she's
getting
burned.
No.
Burned. But anyway, he was so lovely in Emily in Paris, which we could use.
Because he's in the Punteria.
Yeah, they absolutely.
Yeah,
said
right.
That.
And he's shirtless.
She hired him to be in his video.
Yeah.
That's a way to meet someone. Hire him to be in your video.
Well, it's what Britney's
always done.
Robin Thicke
did this. Britney Spears has done this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one way. That's one way to do it.
If it works for you, it works for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a hot couple.
I've never heard a man described as topless. Like, I'm reading a Yahoo story about this video. And
he's shirtless
instead
of topless?
He's topless. He's topless in the video. And I'm like, I always think of it as shirtless. But anyway, an insider said they're seeing each other, not heavily involved. This is just all BS based on the video. And, you know, maybe it's from his people, gets his name out there because we don't really know.
You don't think anything's going on?
Oh, I hope they're making out and having fun, but I mean, don't fall in love right now, Shakira.
She can do better. I think he's a little mediocre.
And you know what? She also needs to take time and date yourself and process what happened to you. She was with that guy for like 10 or 11 years.
And he basically ripped her heart out.
Yeah, you got to take some time. Otherwise, your own heart will trick you.
Oh, there you go. And this is a wise one.
Yeah, your own heart will trick you and you will fall for somebody in an orgasmic haze that maybe is not who you think they are in your orgasmic haze. So you just have to take some time.
Enjoy being a lover. I bet that's what's going on.
Yeah,
I think that's what's going on.
Enjoy being a lover. Everybody's in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to make a commitment.
Okay.
Let's everyone just be lovers.
Let's just be lovers for a while.
Okay.
I'm saying like after you've been through something or you just don't want to be involved. This is being a lover is a way of not being involved. It's just not as accepted, you know, maybe as I'd like it to be, Julia. You know. More of the lovers.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, is it time that we should go to the dirt alert right now?
Well, no, not yet, right. Because Andrew Garfield is dating a woman
who's a witch. Us
Weekly did 5 things you need to know about her.
She's a witch.
Yes.
And she offers witch classes.
She's dating someone who is described as a professional witch, and I demand to know how they met. Here's what Us Weekly said. I mean, Andrew Garfield has turned out to be an excellent actor. So good.
Famously was with Emma Stone for a long time.
Long time. long, long time.
Two skinny people together.
Yeah, but he's, don't you think, Ellie, what do you think? He's been around for a long time.
He's been around for a long time.
Do you feel he's grown in to be a good actor?
Oh, I would agree. I never thought he was a bad actor. All right. Think he's a good actor, but he's lean.
Yeah, I'm asking the young one.
All right.
I didn't have my mic on, but yeah, he's one of my favorite Spider-Mans, and I think that has aged well into the roles he plays.
Same.
I went to the filming of that Spider-Man in New York City with my friends.
Yes, you did.
And he was out there, and it was Jamie Foxx was some character in it, and
he's lean.
Yeah, the one where Jamie Foxx was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to that filming in New York.
Well, they've been seen enough. They were on a double date with Bo Burnham and Phoebe Bridges. They've been spotted in London together. They've gone to some
Five things Us Weekly says we should know
Need to know. She's in England, and she's a magical practitioner who founded and runs a program that teaches spiritual practices, and she has an online store, and she says she's the luxury witch that curates everything that's there. She's got a master's degree
in witchology,
in religion and philosophical theology.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book called Chakra Crystals, and she's a luxury witch. And so
I've
just want to know
a luxury witch. What brand? What type of
haunted goop?
But everything would be
Well,
luxurious.
Here's what she said. Okay. Who are clients? Large corporations seek me out, and I advise multinational brands from TV networks to hedge funds to trusted advisor to governments. And I thought,
we could say all that.
Well, I know Nancy Reagan used to employ someone who read tarot cards and crystals.
Yes.
I mean,
Something
happened to Andrew that he is wanting to have a girlfriend that also read his tarot cards?
No, I bet she's eccentric, fun, and different.
So you mean she's a good lay?
But I really think sometimes when you meet someone that's so different and she sounds kind of fantasy-like, I mean, that could be really fun.
Manic pixie dream girl fantasy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, boy, you've got
Does she look like a witch?
No, but Ellie, what was that description you just
said? With the manic pixie dream girl fantasy. That's an old trope that's Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, yeah. I
leave her up. I'll look at her during the break because it's time for the break.
I just wonder how they met. That's what I'm wondering.
Into her to read his cards.
Okay. Okay. That's
he went
how
into
they
her to read it. Or she met him at a Fortune 500 thing.
He's practicing my lover thing. She's just a lover.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a lover.
But I saw these headlines that people are fascinated with a luxurious witch.
Five things she needs to know.
I like
it. It was irresistible.
We haven't heard that. No. Those two together. So I think that's kind of fun. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Lori and Julia here for Learning Our Ex, and you know, just another testimonial that Learning Our Ex has been changing life for my son. His reading scores have gone up more than 2 grade levels. He's moving out of special education reading classes. This was money well spent, and I do it all over again if I have to. And I got a text today from a friend of mine. Do you really mean what you say in those Learning Our Ex ads?
Yes,
just today.
We do, I know.
And I'm like, yes.
It works. It has helped so many kids.
It has helped so
many.
And
adults, actually.
It's helped people of all different ages, and depending on where your struggle is, but reading they excel in with the young kids. And that is just something, a gift you can give someone if they're struggling, because it affects every part of their life. And it would just be so lovely to have that nipped in the bud at a really early age, making their education so much more enjoyable and giving them confidence. Learning Our Ex works. They have 7 metro-wide locations. It all starts with a 1-hour assessment. Mention us, and that assessment's 50% off.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, what do we have, Ellie? We've spent so much of the day with Dan Wilson today. You must have dirt for us.
Oh, yes, I do indeed. Well, to start off, Caligula is coming back to theaters.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw it the first time around.
Oh, my gosh. Helen Mirren.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new cut, the Caligula, the ultimate cut. It includes never before seen footage and alternate takes and camera angles. And this originally starred, it came out in 1980, starring Malcolm McDowell, Helen Mirren, mm-hmm. and Peter O'Toole. And it was really famous for the very bizarre edits that happened after the fact. It was like one of the most expensive indie movies that was made at the time. And what the financier was Bob Guccione.
Oh, who ran Penthouse
exactly.
magazine.
Exactly.
So it was very, very explicit.
He took the film, the negative, and essentially just added porn level, unsimulated graphic sex scenes and gratuitous violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it essentially canned the movie and they couldn't show it anywhere.
Right, because it was basically X.
And Gore Vidal, who wrote the original script, he disavowed it. It was an art house film that just got turned into one of the most famous pornos ever created.
Yeah, yeah. You're right about that.
So I'm a little bit, of a film buff who was very interested.
So are they going to show it in its original form and take out all the stuff Guccione put in that didn't belong?
I think they're going to take out a lot of the stuff that Guccione added that shouldn't be included in the final cut, but they also re-added a lot of the original content that was done. Can't remember the original director's name, but Gore Vidal, he had a few of his scenes cut, and apparently those are reintroduced with some alternate takes and new footage. So it'll be more of the original project that was intended to be released, I think.
Right.
So I'm interested in seeing that. That'll come to theaters.
She was so hot. She still is, but...
What, Helen Mirren?
Oh, yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
She has amazing breasts in this movie. You see them all the time.
There was a reason I found this movie at age 15. I went looking for it.
Yeah, no, I know. And of course, just the very name. And if you know, I'm going to ask Casey about Caligula. Tell me everything you know about him.
He will.
I know. Because it's a fascinating part of Roman history.
His Roman Empire is indeed the Roman Empire.
Yes.
Well, the executive producer of Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trips has claimed in new court documents that Caroline Manzo felt disrespected by Brandi Glanville, but wasn't sexually violated by her.
Okay, that Bravo employee is using the language of the legal department. Just say that, yes, you felt she was getting disrespected. That's coach legal language in a deposition.
Yes.
That's what I think that is.
And I think, as per the court documents, they are trying to really separate the blame for, leaving them alone in that situation.
No, I mean, eventually, the reality show world is going to have to take into account all the ways in which alcohol is abused and encouraged on camera, on set, at all times.
That's totally the core of it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, and in this document, it says she told us she felt safe, that she wanted to continue to film, and that she did not want Glanville to be sent home. But I think you're right when you're talking about this culture that promotes keeping the cameras running, keep it dramatic. This is good material.
There's a reason they don't let you drink on the radio.
That's our number
one. It's an FCC, thing. Yep. So it is this, it's a part that is going to be reckoned with. And I guess all these lawsuits are going to make that happen.
Well, I mean, you can't just say, I'm a producer of a TV show. This person who's starring on it, I'm sober. She's drunk out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, this made me feel weird things. I feel traumatized. Well, do you want to keep filming? We can keep filming. Do you want
That's
her to leave?
Weird. Yeah.
Well, but that is the name of the game. We watched that show Unreal. We know that it is.
It's unbelievable.
It's a very gray area in employment law. I mean, it's one of the things that, Bethany last summer was just like, when all this stuff was coming out and the actors were on strike, she's like, you should see how the reality people are treated.
Mm.
The conditions that we work under. She does have a point.
She does have a point. I agree.
Could Jersey Shore be made today?
Probably not. And I think part of that was they liked each other. They wanted to be doing what they were doing. They just pointed cameras on them. No one was coercing them to keep drinking and partying.
Right. But could it be made today? I just don't think so. Yeah.
Thank you for the dirt, Ellie. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. And you're so funny. So Dan Wilson, we're just going to drop his name as many times today,
right,
was on at 4 o'clock and you're like, how is it living out there in L.A.? I mean, all the facelifts, all the plastic surgery. And you're like, yes, and look at me. I had plastic surgery. I had a facelift myself. I mean, we didn't even talk to him about what he does or why he's here. But I had a facelift. You know what? I think you're so proud of it because it looks so good. You look so natural. And it's, you know, the art of the surgeon. And at Minneapolis Plastic Surgery, you have Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Tholen, and Dr. Singh. Experienced plastic surgeons who know how to work with your face will absolutely... Yeah.
I know women who've gotten chins, they've gotten breasts, their breasts done. I know guys that have gotten their eyes done because they were getting a little bit older. They felt they were getting job discrimination. Anyway,
call them today for your free consultation and tell them Lori and Julia sent you. They're the best.
She has a theory.
She's got a theory.
Here's the theory.
What's the theory?
Billie Eilish stunned every one of her 111 million fans on Instagram as she did a tricky social media thing. Only a young person would think of this. She made everybody close friends.
What did she do?
She made all of them close friends. Like, so someone on her social media team, Ellie, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can designate people as close friends. You did not ever know that on Instagram?
Okay, you're looking at me like you've done two more than three Instagram posts.
But I even do know that.
Okay, how do you do it? I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. You just will. Obviously, with 111 million, she has another way of besides going through and individually.
So you individually, if you have like a list here and a list, two people who respond, you can make them close friends?
Yes. So she made everybody close friends on Instagram and everybody lost their mind. I'm now a close friend. But she did it a blanket best friend.
So she's trying to do what Taylor Swift does, because everybody who follows Taylor Swift feels like they're best friends and treat each other as best friends.
Yeah. She added them to the close friend group.
Was it about making a group of them together?
No.
She automatically made everybody. This is a theory. This is how you get some buzz in the world, okay, is you do something like this. And this is where we're at now in the world of social media. She made everybody, and obviously someone helped her with that, but millions of fans were elated, and I think she wanted to do something to change the conversation, her team, because there was all that buzz about the interview that she gave where she talked about all the wasteful packaging that goes on with albums and blah, blah, blah. So when she shared a story today, everybody found out that they were all close friends.
They're close friends of hers.
Hers, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's nice.
It's creating, you can create a close friends list. So they're already following her, but now
she made them all fans. So they're all losing their minds. It's just a technique. If anyone needs a PR strategy, take a page from
sending them to people. You're my close friend. You're in the close friend group.
Yeah. Just take a page from Billie Eilish and make your fan base close friends.
I love when you explain to me social media tricks.
No, don't listen to her.
But I do know what I'm trying. This is PR social media stroke of genius. Because look at how excited excited did I get when Chris Isaac liked and retweeted my baby did a bad thing.
But did you make him a close friend?
No, I didn't, but I was just excited that he did that. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're
so
just...
when an artist follows you back or retweets or...
So you're saying if I'm Julia and I follow Billie Eilish...
I can't
Eilish,
believe you're this dense, you
no,
two.
No, but we both are. Well, so we both are. Her.
So everybody is?
So, yes, that's what I'm just...
It's the equivalent of getting a retweet, a like, a follow back.
Okay, so it's the equivalent of Billie Eilish saying, thank you for following me, now I like you.
Yes.
I see you.
But people didn't know she made... everybody a close fan.
I wouldn't have let that get out.
Well,
there's no way of hiding it.
Because so that's where like the resent comes in. Like,
yeah,
oh, I'm not special.
I'm not so yeah. special. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where
yeah.
I would be like, don't tell anyone. Because like you were so crazy when Chris Isaac liked
so
you.
So imagine how 111 million feel... fans feel when they think Billie Eilish has added them to the close friend list. Like, what was their post that made her really like them?
Well, and you're like the head of the Billie Eilish fan yes, club, and you yes. think she finally noticed your club?
I mean, the theory behind this is that there, if there is a way of...
making people feel special.
Special, they do it. Take advantage of it. It's just brilliant. I've never heard of a celebrity doing this. I just really... admire the game.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we're talking about it, aren't we? Mm-hmm.
Now the other game,
and now we know what
now you know what it is. Now here's the other thing. Here's the awful truth I'm here to deliver to pop stars over a certain age.
Okay,
Jennifer Lopez learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. Her album This Is Me Now, which terrible title. A reference to an old album from mm-hmm. 2002 called This Is Me Then, and we hated that title. And now Justin Timberlake, who also has a terrible titled album, Everything I Thought It Would Be, which really turns out to be actually kind of, is he reading the tarot cards? because the album is such a dud, a total of 130,000 copies, including streams of one song called Selfish. Make it up.
You're talking about Jennifer J-Lo's new album?
No, I'm talking about Justin Timberlake. Oh. Everything I Thought It Would Be. These two
That's
albums.
So low.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, Beyonce sold 130,000, you know, albums.
We talked about this yesterday. It's not a different genre. He's doing nothing different. It sounds like his same stuff, and that is bland to people. We've been here.
Yeah.
You don't have enough going on that we want to listen to and, your music and, right now because it's not different.
But I'll also tell you this. First of all, again, go back to that title, Everything I Ought to... I mean, just a terrible
it's
title.
It's a terrible... What, everything but I Ought to Know Now?
Everything I Thought It Would Be. See, it's a terrible title.
It should have just been called Guilty or I'm Sorry.
Something.
Or I'm a Dink.
But this is the first album he has
I'm
done.
I'm coming back.
This is the first album that... the producer and writer Timbaland, who had been Justin's collaborator for years, is not on it. That speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
And the best Timberlake song of all really was from the movie Trolls, Can't Stop the Feeling. It's true, and that came from 2010. It's dull. Even the NSYNC song he threw on there got no traction. So it's odd to think of him as over the hill, but not surprising.
He hasn't reinvented himself at all. No. He hasn't changed anything.
But I wanted to share the numbers, like how bad mm-hmm. it is. But I was struck at the fact that both he and J-Lo have really horrible titled names, and they did not have more than one good song on the mm-hmm. whole album.
She is making...
Selfish was actually okay. None mm-hmm. of the songs had a real hook. Not one of them. He needs to talk to Dan Wilson stat. That's my theory.
He needs
revamp a songwriter.
He needs to revamp his image too, or something.
He needs to apologize for all. He needs to just really mean it this time. Yeah. Not write a notes app apology like he did after the Britney Spears documentary came out. No, it was so bad. He did a notes app apology to Miss Jackson and Britney, and it was. You could tell he wrote it. It was so bad.
At least use your PR team, dude.
Yeah, wouldn't you think?
Okay, I like this. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Ben Folds, the musician.
Who used to be married to Laura Dern. No, yes. That's Ben Harper.
That's Ben Harper. Mm-hmm. Who is Ben Folds? Can you look
ben
that?
Ben Folds 5. They were like a group, I thought.
Okay. He is asking for paper airplane song requests again this summer. The musician's embarking on another U.S. tour this summer. And attendees, they must be giving out a sheet of paper when you come in, have a chance to request songs by throwing a paper airplane at him during the show.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he used to be in Ben Folds 5.
Okay.
But now he's all alone touring.
And he said he did this in 2017. the paper airplane request tour.
He
thinks it's kind of fun. It's a low-tech form of engagement without making everyone be your best friend. On Instagram that creates...
I quite personally would be dodging and ducking. I could not take all the paper
all the planes
airplanes
coming at me.
Because to truly get
you in your eye.
For a good one to fly, you need like construction paper.
You need like a weighty tip too.
You need points. Yeah. Points that could get someone in the eye. I can't believe they're letting them do this.
Well, most of them aren't making it to the stage because they're the wrong paper or people writing them down on napkins using lipstick. They don't fly that well.
A napkin's a hard one.
Napkin is good for writing your phone number on and lipstick or whatever. But
yep, you can write song lyrics on it, but you can't fly them.
You can't fly them. No, they just aren't
unless
good.
They're the pads with the wings. Those kind of napkins. Remember when the wings first came out?
You mean on a maxi pad? Uh-huh. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
Thank you for getting it. Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back, Lori and Julia.
One more segment.
Yeah.
I love that Angel Reese declared for the WNBA draft by a Vogue shoot.
LSU basketball star.
She's so
that's
pretty.
Really cool. She's
isn't
gorgeous.
Yep. She's wearing like a Valentino dress. She's wearing these cool pants. I didn't realize this. Of course, why would I? I'm not a big sports person, but I didn't realize there's just 36 spots across 12 teams. That's it in the WNBA.
You mean players?
That sounds great. Like openings. For like new players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For new players?
That's it. 36.
That's a good sport for college athletics. 38 spots? That's great.
Okay, it is. I didn't know. The draft is April 15th, but she'll make that cut, but that's all there are. It's 36 spots.
It ain't football.
Yeah, it's really not.
Well, you know, anyway, you have to be really good.
Yeah, but this photo shoot is beautiful, Ellie. Thank you. I don't know if you or Grant posted it, but...
Thank you, Grant. He did the post today.
Yeah, it's just like...
He sent us a really cool picture Target Field.
Sorry, the Twins are losing.
Oh, don't...
Cutesky. That's all right. But you know what? Here's the deal. I like that Vogue is having athletic women grace their pages.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. And they're getting, you know, now with the new rules in collegiate sports, people can get endorsements, people can make money.
I'm looking at a picture right now of the Bianca, the poor girlfriend of Kanye West, wearing sheer tights, holding her purse in front of her.
I'm sick of looking at him.
And wearing a bra and the biggest stripper heels in the world, and she's blinking help at us with her eyes.
Yeah, I'm done with those two. I don't get it.
And he's dressed head to toe in like a raincoat. It's so
because he's always fully covered, and she's always barely covered.
Barely covered, and she looks cold.
It's just a horrible thing. We can't. But what I do want to talk about, Will Trent. Do you watch it, Lori?
I love Will Trent.
They have made us wait long and hard. They fourth. I feel like. These are
well,
slow.
The writer's strike the actor's strike affected all of
this. But it's so good. It's on ABC and they play it the day after on Hulu. It has been renewed for season three.
I'm so happy. Based on the Karen Slaughter novels.
It's so good.
I probably read 8 of them in Hawaii, Julia.
I bet you did.
Lot of insight into dyslexia because the character of Will Trent.
He has it.
Has dyslexia and here he is, the head of the criminal Bureau of Apprehension in Georgia, and you have to take notes and read. There's a lot of stuff, but anyway, I love his character, and I'm so happy for Karen
I think
Slaughter.
So too. And then the other thing, gang, is that Ripley premieres tonight on Netflix.
Boy, is that getting bad reviews?
Well, I just
what the hell.
Yeah.
Will you watch it to see for yourself? I got to watch the last
movie. I never even liked the movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley. Yeah. That was too much for me. We watched Shogun last night. Wow.
Was it good?
God, that show is epic.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so pretty.
That is an epic show.
You have to read. You know, you have to.
That is a pay attention once a week show.
It was so good.
I like that, though. I think that there's not enough expectations to pay attention to stuff like that anymore. So I like it when you have to sit and read
you
subtitles.
Really do because I'm like I was turning around and I was just kind of making something. No,
you'll miss it.
You don't even want to go to the bathroom because It is. I agree, Ellie.
We watch a lot of that stuff over dinner. Kate won't watch Shogun over dinner. She
no,
we have
no,
to
you,
finish
can't. You can't. No. You have to pay full on attention.
It's kind of like it's an epic the way Game of Thrones was, the way The Last Kingdom.
Oh, it's amazing.
Where you had to pay attention. Yep. You know, that guy just died. The guy Ethelthams, one of the guys. One of those actors died today.
I know.
But yeah, you got to pay attention. And another one that's coming is Wolf Hall. Did you ever read Wolf Hall, Hillary Mantel?
No.
It's did you, Ellie, read any of the Hillary Mantel?
No, I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
Okay, well, she writes about King Henry VIII. You know, she wrote Wolf Hall, Thomas Cromwell, that period of British history. Anyway, her second book is coming to the big screen. So we got a teaser trailer.
That Grant posted.
Yeah, it's like the third in the trilogy.
Okay.
Of Wolf Hall. So the guy, Peter Kaminsky, he directed the other series. Yeah, that guy.
Peter, you know who you are. You know who
Damian Lewis is King Henry VIII.
Oh, and who's in The Tourist right now. No, Damian Lewis was our guy from
Homeland and also Billions. Yeah,
I wish a show.
He plays the stinky king because apparently King Henry VIII had quite a stench from his infected leg.
Oh, it's the guy I always confuse with what's his name, Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, they look really similar.
Oh, yes.
The redhead. Yeah, but he plays, and it's the story of his short-lived marriage to Jane Seymour.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If she was the third wife.
Thank
if you're
you,
counting.
Because I don't think King Henry married Jane Seymour. And I'm like,
who? No, his third wife, Jane Seymour. It was very dangerous to be married to, if you know from watching The Tudors.
Yes, and he also, what was the book? Come on.
Anne Boleyn.
And they do this play called The Six, and it's coming to the Ordway soon.
In July.
It's about the six wives of Henry VIII. It is so good, you guys.
I want to see that.
It's good.
I missed it.
Yeah, it's good. Just a couple little other things on the. Is anyone watching Elspeth?
Well, it hasn't. It's coming back, I think, tonight.
Yeah, it is.
There was one episode that aired in February and then nothing.
Yeah.
And so just jump in tonight on the second one. But she was on The Good Wife and The Good Fight.
She's kind of a quirky gal who solves
crime. True Blood. Yeah. She was the waitress, the only human waitress at the cafe where all the wolves that's that character.
Oh, she was great. She went through it on True Blood.
She was fantastic on that show, and she's fantastic as this character.
She's funny, yeah.
Yeah, she was only going to be like on The Good Wife for like two episodes, and then she struck such a... People responded to her.
I love that, Lori.
And, you know, the way she's Columbo-esque in how she's kind of
quirky,
and then all of a sudden she's all this paying 100% attention and asking you something that you can't even believe it.
Yeah, you're right. Very you're Columbo. Right. I love that attention to detail. On the late night shows, Jimmy Kimmel is Kirsten Dunst, Andrew Scott, Stephen Colbert is Steve Buscemi, and Seth Meyers has Kristen Wiig.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a busy night. I'm going out with my Tommy mommies.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun, big night. Fun.
This was a day. Thank you, Ellie.
This was a day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Dan Wilson, we just had the best time with him, and it's our second hour. We're going to play it again right now, but if you are missing it, you can catch it on the podcast. We'll be right back tomorrow.